May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. One of the many lovely things about midnight mass service is the church looks so lovely with the lights, the candles, and of course, this year particularly, our many Christmas trees. This year we have so many. What a great gift we have in them. Literally a gift from David, a local grower, but also what a gift to us by way of beauty. What a feast to the eyes. You may have noted in the news about a man who sadly had to give up on his family tree lights that were bought in 1969 by his mum for £3. Having shone all the years since then, the bulbs started to go, and in trying to replace them, they have all blown. It made headline news, of all things. We do get very attached to our tree lights. And apparently the tree with the most lights ever on, according to the Guinness Book of Records, that was held by a Christmas tree in Belgium, which had 194,672 lights on it for 5 minutes they were glowing. And that was achieved in Malby, Belgium on the 10th of December 2010. There were 350 garlands measuring 3 metres long and fitted with 576 lights hung on that tree. Pretty spectacular, I think. I'm sure there are a lot of oohs and ahs were said. But the lights around us at Christmas do bring a lot of cheer in the darkness. A few weeks back, we had a storm. Some of you may have always had it as well. It was called Storm Darragh, I think it was called. And it happened to fall on a weekend when I had all my family staying for a birthday celebration. And we had quite a substantial power cut from 8 PM until 4 AM in the morning. Not that we were awake then. But thankfully, we had all eaten by 8 o'clock because we thought maybe the lights would go out because they had previously that previous night. So we played games by candlelight, charades mainly. We were often saying, "How many fingers are you holding up?" because we couldn't quite see across the room. It was a great deal of fun, and to be honest, a bit of a novelty. But when it came time for bed, we were all pleased that I had a few battery-operated candles that I could leave on, strategically placed for night trips to the bathroom or to get a drink of water. In our gospel reading, we have references to Jesus, his coming, as the light that shines in the darkness, a light that no darkness can overcome. That is so very reassuring to us. That God who created the world, all of us, all of creation, he comes down amongst us as Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, and comes as a light that no darkness can put out. And in our reading from Isaiah, we hear of the messenger who brings this good news, that God is to come amongst us. And we are called to lift up our voices and sing of this great news, such as we are doing here this night. And as we have been the past 4 weeks of Advent, we have had 7 carol services and 2 crib services across the benefice, as well as our other services, singing and rejoicing in this great event. As we come to Christmas, we sometimes, when we look back over the past year, or indeed look around us today, and all the twinkling lights that we see, they do not stop us seeing the difficulties in our lives, in the lives of those we love and care for, and indeed further afield in the world, in the news and in the media. But this light of Jesus can shine into those areas and help. Leonard Cohen, some of you looking around might be able to remember Leonard Cohen, the singer who died in 2016, he said, "There is a crack in everything, and that's how the light gets in." And I can see the logic in that, that there's a crack in everything, that's how the light gets in. When life is all perfect, when all is going well, We don't always look out for what is helping us, what is supporting us, what wonderful people we have around us, what is giving us the strength to keep going. That can be friends, local charities, even the struggling health service, and of course, our faith. That is when the light, the help, creeps in, breaks in through the cracks and shines. That is what we have been reminded of in our readings tonight. That the light of Jesus guides us in how to care for each other, to watch out for each other. It guides us to the power of God, our Father and the Holy Spirit amongst us. You know, it doesn't matter how many lights we have on our Christmas tree, or how many Christmas trees we have, although I do particularly love having 11 here. However many of us that we have, it doesn't matter how many lights. It is the light of Jesus that really matters this Christmas. And this light, well, it's shining all year round. So I wish you much happiness and joy this Christmas as we rejoice. The Word became flesh and lived among us, the light that no darkness can ever put out. Amen.